Look who's on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Connor Murphy, Chicago Blackhawk defenseman, and the man of the hour. Thank you for two things. Thank you for joining us, but most importantly, thank you for coming back. My God, anytime when people were like this unfit to perform thing, whatever the union decided was a good set of words to describe not showing up, that makes everybody feel uncomfortable. Why did the players agree to that? Because it's such a weird thing to say about a player.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if it started with kind of just the guys testing positive for COVID before the initial phase where we came back into the cities to kind of do informal training. And I think guys maybe just wanted their own privacy if they were dealing with the sickness or whatever it was.
Right.
So I get that. But yeah, it definitely is tough when just everything is thrown under the same. I mean, I thought it's frustrating sometimes you see the lower body and upper body injuries all because that's not very detailed. But
right.
But the whole unfit to play definitely gives a new meaning to the to that generalization, I guess.
Well, Connor, that whole upper body, lower body injury was always explained to me, and you can myth bust here if you'd like. It was always explained to me that they don't want to say specifically what it is because when you're on the ice, your opponent might target the area. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, we've talked about that before. Actually, a couple days ago, the same kind of topic came up with one of the guys, and I don't remember anyone ever going after someone or even knowing what the exact injury was that a guy had going into a game, even if it was public. You never really think about that, and I think that's a pretty ruthless way to think if you're actually trying to go out there and have something on your mind about a certain body part you want to hit on a guy. I think it's just pretty ridiculous, but I mean, who knows? I mean, hockey before was way more physical, way more dirty of a sport. I mean, you had guys crawling in the stands to fight fans, and you had a lot more brawls. So I'm sure there was a little more of that involved.
Yeah, that was all true, and that all happened at the Chicago Stadium. If those walls could talk. Okay, all right. So you're in Edmonton. The team is getting ready now for the real live playoffs starting on Saturday, right here on 720 WGN. Everybody's COVID negative, which is important, and in the bubble, very, very, very big deal because some guys obviously did have it going in or before camp, and now it seems like it's all green, all clear here. You guys feeling good as a team? I mean, there was the exhibition game last night. It was weird to watch because we were watching the direct feed here for a while, and there was no audio behind it. You could just hear the rink and no announcers or anything, and it was super quiet watching that particular feed. I cannot imagine what it was like being there.
Yeah, it was very quiet. You could hear everything, but when the play's going on, hockey in general is such a fast-paced game that you're involved in not thinking much about the noise. But like the commercial timeouts, when usually that's the time when they have things going on to keep the fans engaged, whether it's little games or different funny videos, the kiss cans and all that. Where now they got nothing. Where you just see them shoveling the ice, trying to clear it off to that TV timeout, and there's just some music playing, and that's it. So you kind of look around and realize kind of how empty and quiet it is. So
can you hear the other bench?
Weird thing.
Can you hear the other bench?
Yeah, you do. Not while you're in play, though, because I think just the noise of the ice and kind of how you have the glass wall separating a little bit, you'd have to almost have the echo of the guy's voice to carry over.
Yeah.
But probably the quietest, too, is after you score, because you're so used to whether you're on the home or on the road, there's some sort of reaction from the crowd on a goal, especially. So when goals go in and you kind of hear one guy yell that he saw it go in and cheer a bit, and it's kind of just quiet. So it's an awkward thing.
Even when you were in Pee Wee's, your mom was screaming, right? I mean, somebody's screaming at some point.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
It's weird.
And it seems even crazier with just such big buildings that fit 20,000 people that to have it empty, it's definitely even more quiet than those smaller minor rinks would be.
Yeah. How are you feeling about this format? Because it's, thank God, you're in the playoffs. It's great. But you got a minimum of three games, maximum of five, and you got to do something here. Against Edmonton, pretty good team, but you had Edmonton's number earlier in the season. Everybody confident?
Yeah, I think so. I think for this, the kind of the way that the format is, the tournament, it's hard. I think when we had calls with the PA and they were talking to the league and trying to come up with a plan on how to make everyone happy or how to play it. That was the hardest thing, is that no matter which way the format was going to go, some teams weren't going to be happy. It wasn't going to be fair to someone. But it worked out great for us just to be able to keep playing and to have a chance. And, yeah, like you said, we've matched up well against Edmonton, and it'll be more of a challenge playing them in pretty much their home rink, obviously, without the noise and momentum of crowds. But it'll be fun, and they're going to have a lot of eyes on them with their two star guys leading the league in points this year, and us knowing how good we got to play to lock them down and carry our game. And I think we just had a really good training camp, and it's been fun to have the guys all together for this stretch of time and kind of build that camaraderie. And it just feels a little bit like when you're back in minor hockey and you go away for a trip and you're all in the same hotel together and just playing hockey and sitting around eating together. So it's pretty fun experience, and it'll be really fun to get going with that first round.
Do they let you shower in the stadium, or do you have to go back to your hotel and shower?
Yeah, they let us shower in the stadium. It's luckily when we're, I mean, I think they specify it as when you're exercising or when you're obviously that showering, everything, you don't have to wear a mask, but other than that you do. So, they keep it as safe as they can. And, obviously with all the testing and everything, it definitely feels very secure, and it's pretty impressive. They were able to put all this together with so many teams. And like you said earlier, have so many, I mean, all negative tests. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's big, Connor. And the other piece of this is that because of the system, and because you're in these bubble cities, you're going to have multiple games on the ice in a day. How are they doing? Does Edmonton have 4 or 6 dressing rooms?
Yeah, they do. They have a bunch of setups, and you'll walk out of your room, and the team across will be another team that's playing a little later or has had a practice day. So it's impressive with the different practice rinks they have here that have the 4 ice sheets in them and have more than enough locker rooms for us. So yeah, it's a lot of work on the odd day on our trainers. They do an amazing job. They have to move all the gear from either the game rink to the practice rink or whatever the schedule is. So they do great at making sure everything's always prepared, and then we just have to show up and be told which rink and room to go in, and we're ready to go.
That's Canada for you. They are ready for hockey at any given moment, even in the middle of summer.
Exactly.
It is. What is it in Edmonton right now? About 60? I mean, what is it? Are they getting real like weather? Because
no,
they can get really hot there.
It's funny. We saw in the news, they said that there was a game in the middle of winter that was one of the coldest nights they've had in years here. And then they fast forwarded to yesterday and said that we were in a heat wave and one of their hottest. And I don't know, it had to have been, I guess, 80. So it wasn't, it just didn't seem bad compared to the hot, humid summer sometimes we'll get in the Midwest. So it was just kind of funny to see that. But it's impressive because it's a very cold city in the winter and season. So it's nice to see it at nice times of the year.
There's about 6 weeks in Canada that are really worth being there. Canada's the most beautiful country in the world for 6 weeks. It's crisp, cool, but sunny and beautiful. That part, especially that part of Canada, that all of it's really nice, but it's great. But that's about it. Man, because you're going to get to, Edmonton probably goes down to, sits around zero for about a month, right? The end of December to the end of January, and that's all it does.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, guys will admit that they're from here. That's a grind in the winter, but then they enjoy the long summer days. Sun doesn't set till just after 10 o'clock usually, so it's nice around now.
Yeah, enjoy it while you can. And let's stay there as long as you possibly can, Connor. I would like you to share that with the rest of the team, if you would, because we're very excited to have hockey back and very excited that Blackhawks have an opportunity here to because it is like it's like what Coach Colleton said, why not us, right? That's the moment here. No.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we're all ready. We feel confident. I mean, we have the guys, core players in our team have all had the experience of deep runs and know what it takes when you get into a series. So they're going to pull the rope a lot for us. And, yeah, it's just an amazing opportunity that we're lucky to be here, and we got to be able to play our best for it.
All right, Connor Murphy, our personal Blackhawk. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Good luck. Have fun.
Thanks. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, you too.